Blog Talk Radio.
Hey all, welcome back to Welcome to My World. It's Dominique back with you again. We're actually coming in now with our main show with some new information for you. And I'm hoping that we may get a couple of guest callers to talk about this, whether it be somebody who simply wants to know what the heck is going on, somebody who does know what the heck is going on, or even somebody who's had voter suppression perpetrated against them, whether it be today or throughout this primary. We have information right now that I'd like to share with you. We may or may not be, you know, having someone call in to discuss it. I realize that it's getting to be quite late at this moment. If anyone would like to call in and discuss this really important issue, discuss the primaries, discuss any of this, please call in at 929-477-2694. That's 929-477-2694. I would really like to talk with you. I'd like to hear more about what's going on. I think it's really important to have a cogent discussion outside of the mainstream media. So again, if anybody would like to call in and talk about this, please, please feel free to call in. I'm going to open this up to anyone in my Bernie group that I was just speaking with. Anyone at all, please. We need to discuss the subject, and I'd sure like to give you this information and be correct in what I'm reporting. I really would. It looks as if, according to, well, I'm not even going to source this person's name because I haven't frankly asked permission, but according to a fellow Berner, and apparently a Bernie Sanders activist, they just received an email stating that provisional ballots will be counted in Arizona, so that's good. Will be. Kind of makes me a little nervous because when is will be going to ever come? I don't know, but will be counted. I mean, that's good news, I would think. This person has also heard that if you have a mail-in ballot, you can fill it out and take it to the polls. I don't know if that is still possible at this juncture, but that's what we're being told. Also, we're hearing that a large number of complaints have been issued, and we're reading that numerous reports about problems at polling places around Arizona, in the words of this fellow Berner, have been reported, and that if you're waiting in line, we're being told that you need to stay in line. If you're still out there, God forbid if you still are out there, but if you still are out there, guys, at the polls, waiting in line, do not leave. Stay and vote. I understand that it's a big ask, but this is our country's future we're talking about. If you can stay, please do. Please do. If you, you know, need food or medicine or something from home, maybe ask somebody to drive it over to you. I know that that seems silly, but if that is something that would otherwise compel you to leave, I would ask that you just simply ask somebody from home to help you out, or ask a family member or friend to help you out, bring what you need over to the polling place if you're still in line. I'm hearing that people are still in line. I cannot confirm this. These are all second-hand reports and third-hand reports. But please, if you are, God forbid, still in line, stay there. Stay there. If you had a problem voting today, you really need to send it to Sheila Healey, the executive director of the Arizona Democratic Party. Please send it right there. Okay. So, that's, again, Sheila Healey, executive director of the Arizona Democratic Party. I personally would also suggest, as I mentioned earlier, that you, in fact, contact your local county Democrats and tell them what's going on. give them that information. We need this information at all levels, and we don't want to wait for the bureaucratic process to take place. We want to be very forthcoming with that information. We want to be very forthcoming with that information because it's so important. So one more time, if you've had any problems in Arizona today, please contact Sheila Healy, S-H-E-I-L-A, H-E-A-L-Y, Sheila Healy, S-H-E-I-L-A, H-E-A-L-Y. She's the executive director of the Arizona Democratic Party. Please contact her if you have had any problems whatsoever today. And do contact your local Democrats. We're hearing so much about voter suppression, and it's not just in Arizona. In fact, it's pretty much happening all over the place. And it's absolutely unacceptable. We need to really be vigilant about this. And we need to guard against this type of suppression. It's ridiculous. It's not acceptable. It's not okay. So please do contact Sheila Healy if you've had any issues in Arizona today. Please do stay at the polls. I'm providing this information, but again, it's second and third hand. So if any of you would like to call in and discuss this, you don't have to be an expert. You can simply be a human being who has had an issue at the polls today, or who knows somebody who has, or just who has some information and would like to discuss this. I think it would be pertinent to do so, and I'd be more than happy to talk about it with you and just even open up the floor for you to discuss, because this is such an important issue. I do realize that people have gone to bed and that it's late, but I do hope that at least between now and later this morning, we'll have some discussion going on about this. It is so incredibly important, you guys. It is just everything right now. It really is. So now let's get to the numbers. And of course, keep in mind that the numbers certainly don't reflect the actual votes at this juncture, but let's get to the numbers. I apologize for the noise outside. Apparently somebody's car alarm is going off. That's really lovely. It's such a lovely addition to the show, so you're welcome for that. So let's take a look. Yeah, let's take a look not at the mainstream media, because everybody from minute one has been declaring Clinton the winner. Now, might she be the winner? Yeah, okay, it's a Republican state. We get it. Like I said in a post I put up earlier in a Bernie group, this is the home state of Jan Brewer and Joe Arpaio that we're talking about. So let's not immediately say it's all because of voter suppression, that he would definitely have won otherwise, because we can't make that claim. Something that I strive for, ladies and gentlemen, as you get to know me, what I'm about, what I'm here for, and what views I represent personally, something I really strive for, though, is balance and fairness and justice and community activism and also facts. Getting facts, reporting those facts appropriately and correctly and cogently. You know, facts are pretty important, guys. And I see a lot of people up in arms. I understand why you are. I mean, you should be up in arms about this. And not just for Arizona. I mean, like I said earlier, we've had problems in Illinois. We've had problems in Idaho. We've had problems in Iowa, Michigan. I mean, the list goes on. But we still need to be fact-based, we need to be grounded, and we can't simply declare Bernie the, you know, outright winner if not for the voter suppression. We can't do that because we don't have the facts at hand. We don't have the facts in hand, in fact, that are pertinent. I mean, we simply don't have them. So let's take just a moment and try to set aside our anger when we're discussing the facts. When we're discussing just the voter suppression, gosh, go ahead, be angry. But when we're just discussing the facts, you know, no need to jump over the people that are reporting them. And I'm not talking about the mainstream media. I'm talking more about smaller outlets, blogs, radio shows like mine that are just coming out and reporting the facts to you. I've had a few people say, oh, you know, but those facts aren't correct. And I'm like, great, well, give me the ones that are. I'm only reporting the information that I have. So let's be very careful to make sure that we do have the facts in hand that are relevant. So it looks as if the Arizona patch is declaring Hillary the winner. Unfortunately, the New York Times website, or the website rather where they get their information that I usually source, was declaring Hillary the winner at 1% of the vote. Yes, that's right, folks. 1% of the vote was tallied and they were declaring Hillary Clinton the winner. So please, again, don't get up in arms about this just yet. Let's try to make sure that we get all the votes counted. Apparently, many of them are going to be counted. Let's try to make sure we have the facts in hand. Yes, it's something to be angry about, but I'm not comfortable making assumptions. I'm going to go ahead and try to stick with facts here. And as I said, please understand that I do know that there is definitely a weighted debate going on here at the very least, and that there's definitely voter suppression going on here at the very least. So they're declaring Hillary Clinton the winner, again, without all the votes counted, and only 71% of the votes that actually did make it in counted. Now she's received 60.5% of those votes, whereas Bernie has received 37% of those votes. Again, not something that was fully unexpected, not something that seems totally out of the realm of possibility or reality. But I do find it to be a tad concerning, more than a tad concerning, that she's declared herself the winner without many of the votes in because of the voter suppression issue. I mean, that's definitely concerning to me. That's not okay. That's not okay. But she has been declared the winner. She has given her victory speech. And as I mentioned, when I was checking the New York Times database earlier, they had declared Hillary the winner with 1% of the vote in. So you can see that the media is slanted and biased. That's true. We're not disputing that. We're just looking for the facts right now. At least on Welcome to My World, that's what we're here to do, is look for the facts. Of course, we're all disturbed by this. Of course we are. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. So the patch is reporting this. Apparently, when Sanders was speaking to supporters in San Diego, he said that despite Clinton's widening lead in the delegate count, that he would continue in the race, and that he had no money and no volunteers, and when he entered the campaign, and that now he has hundreds of thousands of volunteers all over the country. Yes, absolutely true. I'm one of them. Many of us are. And that's something I want to discuss yet again, quickly, before I let you guys go. And this is something that people were getting up in arms about again when I mentioned it in some of the Facebook groups and on my personal page earlier. But I think it bears repeating regardless. And if you want to have a discussion about it, I'm open to it. But please be aware of the fact that I'm going to be using facts. I'm not going to be making broad assumptions. So without further ado, here's that information. And we've discussed this before on the show. Bernie is playing a long game, you guys. I'm not saying that Arizona isn't important. I'm not, certainly not saying that there wasn't voter suppression in Arizona and several other states, but particularly Arizona, because there was. I mean, people should not be turned away from the polls. People should not be waiting in line for, you know, 10 or 12 hours to vote. People should not be told that they can't vote for any reason if they're a registered voter, plain and simple. But aside from that issue, Bernie is playing the long game. He didn't expect to win Florida, South Carolina, Arizona, Texas. Okay, and he didn't do too badly in Texas, by the way. I mean, Texas's demographic is changing, but these are states he didn't think he was going to win. Virginia, you know, these are states he didn't plan on winning, guys. So let's not immediately say that he only didn't win because of voter suppression. Was there voter suppression? Yes. Should it be dealt with? Oh, my God, absolutely. But he's playing the long game. And I have a feeling that from the information I'm looking at and from just my own judgment, that he is focusing on a couple of states in particular, Arizona not being one of them. He's focusing on New York, Washington, and California. In particular, I believe Montana has a primary coming up. Don't quote me on that. I don't have the information in front of me because this is an off-the-cuff broadcast just to get this conversation started. But I happen to be aware that he is focusing on New York, Washington, and California. These states have huge delegate counts. And now, of course, he missed out on, what was it, 75 or 77 delegates today. Well, you know, he didn't necessarily think he was going to win as it was. And I'm, as I mentioned, I'm not saying to give that we're giving up on chasing after a fair election. We're not. We're certainly not saying that voter suppression didn't take place or that we shouldn't do anything about it. But I do hear a lot of people saying, oh, you know, Bernie's just a single issue candidate and we should give up on Bernie. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you haven't even made it to the states that he's actually going to do well in and you're thinking of giving up on him? My goodness, where did all of that feeling the burn go, guys? So that's something that I felt it necessary to bring up again because it's an important issue. Especially those of us who are, you know, really tired of the way that things are. We're tired of the status quo. Maybe we don't fully have a complete understanding for how the political process works, and we're seeing loss after loss. And, you know, look, I can see how that would make you a little bit discouraged, but maybe we need to kind of educate ourselves away from the mainstream media about how the process works. Because if we do that, we will find that he could easily surpass, Hillary's delegate count if he won any of those three states. So even two out of three of those states. And again, I believe there's a primary or a caucus coming up in Montana as well. So, you know, he could still get this nomination. I believe that California doesn't have their primary until like May or June. So as Bernie has said before, as Jeff Weaver has said before, folks, we're getting ready to take this thing all the way to the convention, and don't give up on him. My gosh, don't give up on him, especially before he has actually hit his stride as a candidate and made it to the states that are more on the liberal side of the aisle and that are going to support him more wholeheartedly. Certainly don't give up on him yet. So that is part of what I'm here to tell you tonight. If you'd like to discuss this voter suppression issue at all, I would like to do that. I would like to open the floor up to you. I think it is an embarrassment. I think it's a shame. And I don't know what else to say about it, frankly. I mean, this is disgusting. This is not a democracy. This is not a republic. This is an oligarchy. This is an oligarchical way to run things. Obviously, it's ruled by a few, ruled by the wealthy, if that is how things are going to go. I mean, this is ridiculous. Oh, and one more thing. For those of you who are thinking of reporting to outside authorities, please do not report to Ted Cruz's PAC, FreedomWorks. His PAC was called out. I guess that's all you can do nowadays because wealthy folks don't go to jail and PACs aren't actually disbanded by the candidates they support. when they ethically follow up. But Ted Cruz's PAC FreedomWorks was admonished, we'll say, a couple of years back, may have been in the 2012 elections, I don't recall offhand, but they were admonished several years back in another election year for asking people to report issues of voter suppression to their FreedomWorks-based website, which is still in operation, I'm sorry to say. What they want that information for is, A, so that it doesn't get to the actual authorities, and B, so that they can cry voter fraud next time their candidate loses an election. So please don't report it to them. You'll only be kind of poking the bear. You'll only be shooting yourself in the foot, and you don't want to do that. As I said, they've already been called out. They've already been admonished. Please don't report it to FreedomWorks. Please don't. It's not going to help anything. I see that website up when I search voter suppression in Arizona. That's not where you report it. This is a faux kind of a puppet show website, and we don't want to engage with them. It's not going to help anything. So please do skip over that FreedomWorks website. FreedomWorks is a PAC, a super PAC, in fact, that supports Ted Cruz particularly and other conservative candidates across the nation. They are not an independent authority. They are not going to take your complaint seriously. They're not going to do anything to help you. You'll simply be shooting yourself in the foot. So again, don't report to FreedomWorks. Don't do it. I already provided the correct information on where you should report, especially in Arizona, and you can go ahead and go back to the beginning of the show if you'd like to hear that. I did leave specific information. I also suggested that if you've had voter suppression of any kind perpetrated against you throughout the past 24 hours, that you, or really anybody in any state throughout the primary season, that you please report it to your local, county, state, and your National Democratic Party. It may seem silly to you to report it to the DNC, but you still need to jump through the correct hoops. You don't want to rely on bureaucracy. You don't want to rely on the party itself to pass the appropriate inter-party information along. You need to take the initiative and do that yourself. And that is my suggestion to you. Report it on all levels, local, county, state, national, and make sure that you don't let it go, because that's really what the plutocrats want. They want you to let it go. They want you to give up. They want you to give up on your candidate, like Bernie, for instance. They don't want him in office. Are you kidding me? They want you to give up. So don't. Don't do what they want. Don't fall for this. Do not fall for this. Now we're going to the Daily Coast momentarily, and we are going to go ahead and take a look at what they're reporting. They may have some new information for us. And let's see. So we see that Bernie Sanders has won Utah. Now that's wonderful. Again, that credit goes to the Daily Coast. They're telling us that Bernie has won Utah, and that's absolutely wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. So please, don't give up on him. He's winning the states that generally support him. He is winning the liberal states and the more Democratic, even middle-of-the-road Democratic states. So please don't give up on Bernie. Now let's take a look at the voter fraud issue, because Daily Coast was one of the major news outlets to actually report this. They were one of the main news outlets, I should say, to actually report this. Yeah, let's take a look here. So I'm going to read their recap to you. And again, all credit right here goes to the Daily Coast, to Steve Singer. Apparently that is the person who wrote this, and I want to give all credit where credit is due. So here's his recap. Arizona has long since been called for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. On the GOP side, Trump leads Cruz 47-23 with about a third of the precincts and all of the early vote tallied. On the Democratic side, the lead has been constant since the first early votes trickled in. Clinton leading Sanders by 60 to 37. That's a margin of roughly 80,000 votes. Sanders has done better on the Election Day walk-up vote, breaking basically even, but the hole dug in the early voting has been simply massive. Again, that's something that we did think would happen. We still need to be very vigilant and follow up with the voter suppression issue. We're not dropping that. We're not letting it go. And I already told you how to proceed if you feel that you have had any sort of voter suppression whatsoever perpetrated against you, particularly in Arizona, but even outside of Arizona. We've covered that several times throughout this broadcast. So we're not giving up on that. But I want to remind you again that he didn't expect to take Arizona. He didn't expect to take Arizona. He did take Utah, which is wonderful. And that's pretty new news. I mean, this is breaking news at this point. This is pretty breaking news right now. This came in about 20, 30 minutes ago. So, breaking news. Idaho, we don't have that information yet, anecdotally. It looks like it's going well for Sanders, which is great. We have heard some reports of voter fraud, unfortunately, out of Idaho, though, too. So, again, I urge you to contact your local, your county, and your state, as well as the national Democratic Party leaders, and let them know exactly what happened. Report this appropriately, guys. Don't let this go. You can also go to the Department of Justice website. You can also go to the Department of Justice website. So be vigilant. Be very vigilant about this. Don't let this go. And look out for your own rights because nobody else is going to. You can go to justice.gov to report it to the Department of Justice. But please, as I mentioned, report it on the local, on the county, on the state, and on the national level to your Democratic Party leaders. It's so important. So we're ending with some good news that Bernie has taken Utah and may be doing quite well in Idaho. But we do need to take care of this voter suppression issue because this is a big deal. This is such a disappointing failure of our democracy, of our republic. So we need to be very vigilant about this, guys. I'm so thankful to have been able to share that information with you about who exactly to report your instances of voter suppression to in Arizona. And we hope to keep you up to date with the news that is coming in as it happens. Thank you for joining us. We're going to sign off right now. We've given you a lot of information throughout the show. Feel free to rewind, take a listen again, write down the information that you need if you're looking for reporting info, and stay informed. Follow the Daily Coast. Follow me right here at blogtalkradio.com/welcometomyworld. And stay vigilant, folks. Don't give up on Bernie. Don't give up on your candidate. And don't let the mainstream media decide what you think or who you believe in. That's it for tonight. Signing off.